Gemara Sukkah. I'd like to share another topic with the Olam. It's in the greens. One over. It's by the greens. I didn't prepare. Ezi canceled. I asked Mechil Vleizman. I canceled. Ezi was supposed to speak, and I was downloading the Kav Chayv. I told Ezi that it's the Kiddush Shemayim is Lo Yuman. I gave a shush. The group of Bachim went. The Bachim would usually come to the Shiur. Went tonight to go tubing, and I didn't give it a shot. I didn't think they'd be back even in time. To be back would be just barely. It's a Rizga Kiddush Shemayim. People run back to Torah. It's a Rizga Kiddush Shemayim. No, it's a pillar. And I only, as he was in Farah, he was going to rush back. He had a family thing, the Shabbos, and tonight continued. He was going to rush back to say the Shia. He was the one supposed to say, prepared for 2 weeks. And he goes the same. I told him to rush back, miss his family thing. I'm tired of two people's important also. But I felt for him, wasn't fair to him to rush him back. Here's a big crowd. I should have rushed him back, Taka. I asked Daniel Makilo, I'm going to try here to be a Malamakam. So, then you can bear with me. The topic I want to speak about now is as follows. The topic is that if you hear an Amen, this happens a lot. You're in the hallway and you hear the whole shul saying Amen. Should you answer Amen with them? That's what I want to speak about. That Gemara I want to speak about. What? That's what I speak about. Is it on Nun Gimel? This is what I want to speak about. You'll hear now. Yeah, it's not Nun Gimel. Is it? I thought it was Mem Tess. I'm going to listen to Nun Gimel. Oh, it's Nun Beis. Very good. Nun Beis. One more. It says that Eloi, the Rudim is saying Eloi is on the daf, and a buck is a blot off. That's what Rudiman used to say. Rabbi Brown told us it's for Rudiman. And Rabbi Brown always put hairs on the daf. So that whole year, and the rest of the year, nobody wants to be an Eloi. An Eloi means you didn't work yourself. A buck is credit. So the whole year, when every year asked the block, because he told this, every buck on the shear would say a blot off. It was hilarious. The whole year, he'd say, he always asked, when he says, according to Gemara, wrestler, Gemara Bab Matzia, see, everybody would say one blot off. Commonly, not everybody, but commonly, people would say a blot off. Because he had told us that a buck is a blot off. Remember it? The kids are learning is as follows. So there's a following steer that Taisa says, and depending on the steer, which is Machlokes Paisa Metapastin, we'll go through the two studdim. There's a Machlokes how to learn it, Pashup Shad and Taisa. I'll read the Taisa, I'll read the studdim to Ilam, and there's Nagea, Lachla Maisa, which is a common Shaila. Gosh, it's never happened to you in the world when you hear the Yisubi saying, screaming out my name. Do you answer? You're running the Shiv, you're down at the illusion, and you hear Amen, you don't know what you said. You answer Amen. So the following steer, the Gemara Bracha says terrible punishments for Amen Yisayim. If you wonder that, I might as well say Amen, it's very, very severe punishments for Amen Yisayim. Amen Yisayim is Amen to be, when you don't Pashup Shah, when you don't know what Bracha was said. That's Pashup Shah. And Amen Yisayim is an Amen to know Bracha, to what Bracha? It's an Amen Yisayim. So the theory is, and on the one hand, there's a din in the Gemara Bracha, so the main Yisayim. Mitzad Sheni, you ever heard this halachas much? You heard years ago. Mitzad Sheni, there's another din that in Alexandria, as Matthias and Elisha knew, that in Alexander, in this place, they use a huge shul in Egypt until it was destroyed. And this shul in Alexandria was so large, they had to have the following system to answer Amen. People couldn't hear the one davening for the Amen. So it describes a shul, beautiful, huge shul. How many people they had a million, 10,000 people in the shul. It was a huge shul, it was a gorgeous, huge shul. So it says, the chazan would stand in the middle, and he had a suder in his hands. He had a handkerchief or some sort of suder, some sort of cloth in his hands. The kivin shi'igia la'anis amen. When it came time to answer amen, Halom mainik the suder, he would raise the suder. People didn't hear him, but he would wave the suder. Halom einin amen. Everybody would answer amen. Yeah, that's what it says they used to do. So you see, but what's going on? They didn't hear the bracha. It's an amen yisayma. That's going to be. We'll see different good mosh. We'll see different truths, and we'll see if that works. So mosh, at least they knew what bracha they were up to. So we'll see. let's read the Taisis. Taisis is the Bab. That's much, much more calc. There's no Bin Amei Misaima. And then the Gani doesn't even say Bar Hamar Shemai. So it's much more calc. It's a good shayla. What about Baruch Hu? Could didn't say it. The Goyin holds in our life to say Baruch Hu Shemai. It's a shtickle right. The Goyin, Yehuda says, if you're supposed to say Baruch Hu Shemai, so why doesn't it say what they did in the shul about that? It's a good deal.
Yeah, it's the same if you're here by Mar, so you're in the back.
Baruch Hu will be the same on Baruch Hu. But we'll discuss it. We didn't pass it yet. Let's learn a little. We'll see. It'll be the same aloha. Let's learn. So, Baruch Kashalud or Benu Nisim. And the Aruch brings a cash of Benunissim. This that we say in the Gemara of Brachas, in Ayman Amen Yisayma, you're not allowed to ask, answer Amen, not to a Bracha. Vahacha, Lashom HaBracha. They didn't hear the Bracha of Anavas HaSugarim. Just by waving these cloths, Yayin Shegiya Inas Amen, they knew to answer Amen. Ben Ayman Amen Yisayma. It's an Amen Yisayma. What's going on here? It's us to answer Amen Yisayma Nachem. So what's happening? Umifarish B'Shem Rabbanim Debeit Meim Arava. So the first terrors that Tyson brings, the shame that one of the name of Shall Mishu Chayiv Bracha Kamer. Somebody was Chayiv Bracha. Ubani Yosei Amen Roitze Losi Dechavasai. He wants to use the Amen to be Yotze. Soro Shigishma, then he has to hear it. After Amen Amen. If he's using the Amen to be Yotze, then he has to listen and then answer Amen. Such a person can answer Amen Yisayma. He first has to hear it and then answer Amen. He can't say Amen Yisayma. What's the Amen? No, I'll rewrite in 1 second. This is very, very crucial, I say. This is crucial. So his first teretz is if you're trying to be Yaitse with the Amen, then there's a din of Amen Yisayma. It's only if you're trying to be Yaitse the Bracha. No. Yes, different matters. Who's trying to be Yaitse with Amen? You have Shemaya Kainer. When do you ever need an Amen to be Yaitse? By Shemaya Kainer, Rabbi, so you don't answer Amen, you're not Yaitse? Of course you are. What does Stam Taisis mean? If you're trying to be Yaitse with Amen, that's what he says. Shalmishu Chtayi Bracha Kamer. Uviniyasei Amen Reitse Lassadich Lassai. Through his answering Amen, he wants to be Yaitse Chiv. He has to hear it and then answer Amen. Who wants to be Yaitza Amen through? Who wants to be Yaitza Bracha through Amen? So that, the Zin Shemek Aina, if you listen, you're Yaitza if you don't say Amen. So that, the Lamdanim on a time on this Taisvis, that if you listen to a Bracha of Shemek Aina, it's like you said it, but it's not Mamish like you said it. Shemek Aina is like Beseder. You heard a Bracha, the same way you can say it could be Yaitza for listening. When you answer Amen, it becomes like you said it. The Nafkamin is all over Shas. There's been by Shvua, that if you answer Amen, it's called Mushva Mipi Achem, becomes your Shvua. You can't be Yaitza Shvua, Shemei Akleinim. Amen accomplishes yours. So somehow, for some reason, the guy wants the Bracha to be his. He doesn't want to be Yaitza through Shemei Akleinim. He wants the Bracha to be his, so he answers Amen to make the Bracha his. Yeah, this needs work, but we're not the top of what's speaking about. But kids are going to say this. If the Amen is to claim the Bracha as yours, so then it's a problem of Amen Yisayma. Then you have to have heard the Bracha. But what about the Shul in Alexandria? Now, listen, this is very crucial. This is a box deal. But he says, the Shul, v'hada, Amen Amen, by Nafasudarim, this that they did in Alexandria, that they waved the towels to answer Amen, so they didn't hear it. Hainu b'kriya sefer Torah, v'loy b'tvila. It was going on sefer Torah, not by tvila. V'loy b'davar sheshliach maitzi rabim nechavasan. It wasn't going on something that the tzibers maitzi the rabim nechiv. V'chei mefarish b'gmar d'pir can be Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi says, v'mishalev b'emsa, and the chaznet knes was oimid likrois. He was reading the sefer Torah. See, but he's not trying to be mitzvah. They ain't an amen. I call bracha or bracha. So zok taisvus. This that in Alexandria they waved the towels. They didn't hear it. It's amen yisayma. That's because they weren't trying to be yaitzah the bracha. What was the amen on? It was on kriya sefer Torah, and they were answering amen by when the guy said baruch atah Hashem l'kenu melchalom asher v'chavanu we call amen and aslanas harasai baruch atah Hashem. They say in the Torah. That's when they would wave the towels. Do I have to make that birchas haTorah? I mean, I didn't read the pesukim in the Chumash. Who has to make that bracha on the Torah? Only the one who was called up, the Oyleh.
So if he's not being mites to mean anything, if he's not being mites, I don't have to hear. The psukim maybe is, that's not what mites is, a din, the tzibur. Okay, but the bracha, I don't have a chiyuv. I don't need to tell you. What? Zok the bach, aizen adiyuk. According to this first teretz of Taisvis, Zok the bach, is mevur, according to the first teretz of Taisvis, that chazaras hashatz is not, is called something that we're all mechoyiv to say, which is a pillar. Why do we learn chazaras hashatz of Aisa? Why do we read chazaras hashatz? For a guy who's not a bakim. We're all Bekim. So why in the world didn't Taisus say it's going with Chazar Sashatz? Taisus says, oh, it's, he says, a Doich push, it's going with Chazar Sashatz. He says, what's it going on? Kriya Seva Taira. Why didn't he say that they were all Amaratzim, this whole shul? There was some Amaratzim. The Bach says that, no, the Bach things are right. The Bach assumes at that time they weren't Amaratzim. The Bach says from Mikan Raya that Chazar Sashatz is something we're all Mechuyiv. It's a Chiyiv on us. And he's being Maitzias Narchina, what Chiyuv? It could be, you're right, the reason the Chazal initiated was the Ein Ebaki. But once they were Kaveyat, they were Kaveyat as a Chiyuv for all of us. We're going to see a huge halach at Nafkamina, Rabbi Isaiah. Hold steady. Hold on to your chairs. You're going to hear a huge halach at Nafkamina. I'm going to tell you a psak in the Mishabura that most people in the world don't know. You're going to read from the select few. Most people in the world don't know this psak in the Mishabura. The Kitzur's, the Bach says, from the fact that this Tosfos first Teretz had to say, that the only time Taisa says this, that it's Namein Yisoyin, you have to hear the bracha, then answer Namein, is when he's being Maitzias. And Alexandra, when you didn't have to hear the bracha, I was laming. Why did he say it's Chazar Sashatz? Is Mokhla the Chazar Sashatz is something we're Mechoyiv. Sorry, that the first, it's been impossible yet. The first text, there's not the Psaq yet. So the first text holds Chazar Sashatz, you have to hear the bracha. So what would be, you're sitting in Waterbury, Connecticut, and you're in the base mesh, and you're in the middle of learning. You learn, and you don't, and you hear, you finish the bracha. You know what bracha he's up to. Are you allowed to answer Amen with you the first teretz? No. Lo yinit the lamed. No. You're not allowed to. Because I need, according to the Bach, the Bach's way of learning the first teretz. Remember, Tais doesn't speak about Chazar Sashatz, but it's the Bach's diyuk that Tais said in Alexandria's Yom HaKriya. Then Tais goes right there. What? Maybe what? Well, why would that change anything? Let's say it was. That's why? You, why would Taisa say that? Taisa said no, it was a shul. Taisa had no reason to say that. Say it's going Chazar Sashatz. Taisa had no reason to make Shinu Kimta. Clear the Bas, Taisa's held because others argue on the Bas Dik. That's what the Dik's very hard to get around. Comes Taisa's Vayter. He says in the brachas in Yerushalmi, it says the end of Eilu Dvarim, it's what's an Amen Yisayma? It's something heinein dechayiv loymar bracha. In a case where you were chayiv to say the bracha, v'loyada mayroin, and you don't know what you're answering. Okay, so that's his first text. Now there's a huge machlok this Paiskin had to learn, the second text of Taisvus, with halachic ramifications. I'm going to tell you the Bach's pshat in the whole Taisvus. That's what I'm going, because I always believe the Bach in Taisvus. Or I'll admit, or other pshatim. Listen to this now. This is so far we only said one teretz. Now he says, Rav Kai Yassar. According to his first teretz, it doesn't help at all. You hear it, you can answer Amen. You don't hear it, if you mechuyif to say the bracha, you can't answer Amen. Now I suspect, I want to explain to them, I tease the Olam with a lumdus. I want to tell you what I'm getting at. Taisus said a lashon that when you're using the Amen to capture the bracha for yourself, then you have to hear the bracha. So we said, what does Taisa mean? When they have you using the Amen to capture a bracha, the Shemeh Kaina, any bracha you heard, you yaitu just from hearing it. So I always want to claim, there are a lot of rais to this. I told Lamdanim, said, there's a lot of rais to this. Shemeh Kaina means listening is like saying. Did I actually say it, Rabbi Isai? I'll prove to you not. Taisa says Samashi, he says, in your middle, Taisa, different Taisa in Sukkah, it's Taisa in brachas. Also, your middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah? And you hear the chazan get up to Kusha, what are you supposed to do? Stop and listen. The chazan get up to the tzib get up to Yeshmei Rab, what are you supposed to stop and listen? Frek Taisan Ashi, Rashi says this, Frek Taisan Ashi, Shemea Kaina, it's a hefsik. Hearing's like listening, hearing's like talking, it's a hefsik. Chlor Rashi holds, hearing you yaitse, like you said it, but it's not called saying. That's Chlor Rashi holds. Amen is the pshat that you capture the bracha as yours. theoretically, Rabbi say, you could not hear a bracha, say amen. If I know what a guy said a shahakal, I want to eat a candy bar, and Nachum says shahakal, but I didn't hear him. Theoretically, if I know what he was saying, I just didn't hear him, I could say amen, and amen makes the bracha mine. Shemeh kain I don't have. Amen is a din. If you say amen on something, it claims as this, it is true what he said. I'm not going to hear it. Amen. If somebody, the halacha is mushma fi achem. If Bezdin makes a shmur, you answer amen, it becomes your shmur. It's kimushma fi atzmaidam, is a lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say shemeh kain. Whereas if you answer amen to a shmur, Bezdin is kimushma fi atzmaidam. So theoretically, you could say amen to a bracha you didn't hear, except it's a bracha yisayma. It's an amen yisayma. That's in a classic amen yisayma. So that stops you from doing that. It's shrek lecha punishments. Because a bracha you mechuyif to say, you're not allowed to answer shomein. It could be theoretically your yotze, by the way, but that's shrek lachman lefran, the terrible punishments. A bracha, according to his first take, you mechuyif to say yourself, if you use an amen to cash that bracha, don't say an amen yisayma. Now the problem is that it comes out, so you're only allowed to say an amen. If you heard it, you don't need the amen. You have the shemek. Okay. That's the din of amen yisayma. The din of amen yisayma is don't say an amen to capture a bracha you mechuyif to say, because that's going to be an amen yisayma if you didn't hear it, unless you heard it. If you heard it, well, you don't even need the amen. Okay. That's why it's first teretz. Now things get exciting. The second teretz, and then we'll talk about the psa. Yes?
Doesn't the person with bracha being made before have in mind, he was able to act just like the person making the bracha has me in mind?
One more time. Zaktai's the second teretz. Rav Kayin said that Kayin. Rav Kayin said that Goyin Amar. Rav Kayin said that Goyin says, listen to the words and then we'll discuss what he's saying. Chayiv Tzibur, it sounds like, doesn't sound like a second teretz. The Bach learns he means a second teretz. And I'm going to tell you, Machloik is how to learn this. It's a fascinating because he brought that first teretz. Now watch what he says, these words. Rav Kayin said that Goyin Amar. This Rav Kayin said that Goyin says, one of the goyim, I guess. Chayiv tzibur lishtoik v'lishmoya kol brachu brach m'pi achazim. A tzibur is chayiv to be quiet and listen to every brach of the chazim and then answer amen. Then he says, "Vaydish loim tosis second teretz." What was Reb Chaim said that kind doing? So some say, argue on the Bach, and say he's going back on tosis first teretz, and he's saying you should know chazaras hashatz is also called something. Is also called something you have to do. He's explaining. He's saying chayiv. Reb Chaim said the goy nomar chayiv tzibur to listen to every brach v'chazen, and then it's amen. He's explaining we're missing goy. Yeah, but this is the Bach speaks us out. The Bach learns that Nissen Kain said the Gain is explaining Ibn Nissen. Good, that's the Bach. I'm not going to tell you the other thing. Lo Yishleimar. Tais is the second teretz. Here's where it's important. Lo Yishleimar. Yoyder Eilachavim said that Bracha. Shizuach is a minion Shemani Kisidron. Moshe's teretz and Aaron's teretz. They knew what Bracha we were up to. Lo Yishleimar. Now, watch this. The second teretz is they knew what Bracha. Zok the Taz. Each teretz has a strictness and a leniency. It's fascinating. Every teretz has something strict about it and something lenient about it. Let's work through it. According to the first teretz, a bracha I'm not mechoyev any, Asher. According to the first teretz, and I hear the whole tzibur screaming, I walk by Yeshul, I wasn't mechoyev, I wasn't even davening at that minyan. And I hear, amen, can I answer amen? Yeah. According to the first teretz, if I'm not mechoyev, you hear the tzibur say amen, it's not an amen, you should also answer amen. I don't know what was said, a bracha was said, as long as you can assume it's a shul, a bracha was said, answer amen. That's a leniency, the first teretz. But according to the first teretz, something I am mechuyiv in, is it enough to know where they're up to? Certainly not. Something I'm mechuyiv is not enough. I'm sorry?
You didn't hear how you know you're
mechuyiv in. That's a chazar sashat. I was in shul, I was learning. So something I'm mechuyiv in is not enough to know you're up to. That's a strictness. So the first, that's the strictness and leniency. Second teretz. According to the second teretz, there's no difference if I'm mechuyiv or not mechuyiv. If I know what's said, I have to answer amen. So there's a strictness, that even something I'm not mechuyim, I walk by a shul according to the second teretz, and I answer amen, it's an amen yisayim, it's a terrible avera to answer amen, because you don't know what was said, as long as you're mechuyim or not. You can't answer amen unless you, that's a chumrah. But as a kula, even something you're mechuyim in, if you know what was said, you can answer amen. So each teretz, the strictness and the leniency, yes? One more time? According to this, it depends which teretz. The first teretz is that you have to heard it. Because according to the second teretz, yeah, as long as you know what was said. Kitzur has learned like this. Yeah, that's a good point, what she's saying. According to the second teretz, something you're mechuyiv in, if you know what was said in the answer amen, it could be you'll be yitza. Because the amen will claim it as it's not shemei akoina. Could be. It's amazing that it could come out. That will come out. Now, it comes out like this, everybody's saying. What should a guy do in Chazaras HaShatz? How do we pass them? Like, what teretz do we know you'd like? L'maisa the Ramah is the difference between Sfarad and Ashkenazim. If I'm not mistaken, the Ramah says we pass like both terutzim. We're machmah like both terutzim. We keep the chumras of both. That means something we're mechuyiv in, we're machmah that you have to actually hear the bracha. So we're machmah about, so I would say maitzim in shakal, machmah the chumra the first teretz. Something I'm not mechuyiv in, we're machmah the second teretz. We're machmir the second teretz, that I at least have to know what was said. So la'alach, if somebody walks by a shul, at least going to Ashkenaz and the Ramah, if I remember the machabim they are, you have to look it up. I should know both. I'm a ratzis. I didn't prepare for this year. So I should look it up for the svayim that may be different. I think the machaber argues. I'll tell you how that works. Why does the machaber svayim Ashkenaz, but not to the second. Kitzur advarim, certainly by Ashkenaz, we pass to the chumra both. The Taz brings that lehedi, the chumra both. So, if something were mechuyiv here, you have to actually hear it, the chum of the first teretz. Something were not mechuyiv, you have to at least know what was said. If you don't know what was said, you walk by shul and you hear it, amen, don't say amen. It's a terrible einish. It's an amen yisayin. What about chazar sashatz? Just tell them. If chazar sashatz, like the Bach, like is considered something were mechuyiv in, so then when machri, you have to actually hear it. You have to actually hear it, it's not enough to know what was said, the first teretz. If Chazar HaShatz is called something we're not mechuyev in, so then you have the second teretz enough to know what was just said. La'alacha, the Meshavru says that on Chazar HaShatz it can be makel if you know what was said. I haven't seen this in years. I hope I'm saying this, but I'm Kemat Bar, the Meshavru says that if you know what was said, that if you know what was said, then the Meshavru says by Chazar HaShatz enough. What's very important, this is why I said most of the world doesn't know. This is clear. If a guy's in shul, and he's not kansher on Chazaras HaShatz, to stam answer amen, it's a terrible punishment for real Jews. We're medaktik and halacha. To stam saying amen, the whole thing's amen, he doesn't know where it's up to. He was spaced out. He doesn't know what was said. He doesn't. To answer amen is a terrible einish. Because we're machmir like the second teretz. And even the first teretz might be a problem, because there might be something you're mechuyev in. So certainly, the person should be makbid. You should answer amen. You should know what was said. Certainly, a person should be makbid. I will look up for the svar. We'll look it up right now, so I can give them a definite psa. Yes.
What if he hears the bracha? He doesn't know where they're.
See, he heard what was said.
He's davening. He's davening.
He heard what was said. What bracha?
He heard baruch atah. You don't know what atachanin or slacha. You just heard baruch atah.
Not with the baruch of Hashemai. That's much more kal. Baruch Hashem, I could say.
No, even
if I was
like,
you heard
the bracha, you didn't hear.
So they don't know which ones. That it's called not know which one. You should not answer amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to read to you. We'll get right now.
Are you recording in every
time? If somebody please, can, if somebody can get up, if you, Elias, give me a brachas. A brachas should be in the yellow. I think I don't remember.
Green.
It's in the green. I'm sorry, green also. If you get me a brachas, appreciate it. Yes. Let's leave on the topic for a minute.
Like, if what if you hear a bracha on tape?
You don't say answer amen. Not a voice. Even on the phone, you don't answer amen. It's very chummer. No, it's no joke. Even on the phone, you do not say amen.
Are you fine over the amen on any?
Over a microphone is very, very, very schwer. What the Welt says to do is to have people who heard the amen, and the truth over a microphone is enough because if he's trying to be mitzvah, it's very schwer. If he's not trying to be mitzvah, so you know what was said. So then you can be saying if it's something you're not mechuyev in. So you have either teretz. According to the first teretz, anyway, you can answer amen here. You're not trying to be mitzvah. According to the second teretz, even things you're not mechuyev in, it's enough to know what was said. So either way, you know what was said over the microphone. But a shahakol, you hear a shahakol, there's no bracha to say amen to, that's the problem. It's an old bracha, that's what I'm talking about tape. So there's going to tape in a microphone. A microphone will mamish be our shaylas. Something I'm a chuyven, a guy's trying to be mitzi me over a microphone, it's very schwer. By the chuppah, some people are very makbid that the bracha, they say that at least 10 people should hear the bracha without it. The rest hear it on the mic, doesn't matter, yeah.
Even if you say amen in every parish here, you walk into a shul and they're up the cottage.
Yes. Let's see this halacha. I'm sorry to think that I'm crazy. Asher, if you use the Yoni Mishnah Brura, it's the first row in the green sfarim back there, the first row, the second to bottom shelf. If you can get me a chelik aleph, kuf chaf dalid? Is the last thing to chelik aleph? Kuf chaf dalid. Bring an aleph and a beis, just to cover all bases. Thanks, Asher. It's an aleph. You see, it's sometimes kuf chaf hey. Thank you very much, Asher. Oh. Yeah, as follows. It's a Zakta Mechaber. Don't answer Amen Yisayma. Zakta Mechaber. Don't answer Amen Yisayma. Dehainu, Shuchayi B'brach Achas. He's Chayi, listen to the Mechaber, this is Svardim. He passed like the first Teretz. What's Amen Yisayma? If you're chayiv in that bracha, and you don't hear what he said. And he says, even though you know what bracha was said, since you didn't hear, don't answer Amen. See, the Mechaber Svarbi passed like the first Teretz. The Mechaber is passed like the first Teretz. That's the clear. The Mechaber says, for Svarbi, you have to ask a Rav. For Svarbi, holds only something Mechaybin. According to Svarbi, something I'm not Mechaybin, there's no Amen Yisayma. Where the Haggadah, Ramah says, Prashkenazim v'yesh machmirim, that even if you're not mechuyin in that bracha, don't answer amen if you don't know what bracha was said. See, pass into the chum of the second teretz. Now the Torah points out that he doesn't mean to pass like the second teretz. Yesh machmirim makes a diuk in the Ramah, only the chum of the second teretz. The chum of the, remember the second teretz is a kula what kula, that's enough to know what was said. We also pass in the chum of the first text. The Taz points out a diik in the Ramah. The only yesh machmirim like the second text. Vice versa, the kulu of the second text and not paskin. Comes the Mishnah Brura and he says, what should you do by Chazar Sashatz? Zav the Mishnah Brura. The yesh me'achreinim shmachmirim Chazar Sashatz. The svirile, since the Rabbanu, this is the Bach, since the Rabbanu were misakin Chazar Sashatz, it's even if you already daven, you called mechuyv in that bracha. And you shouldn't answer amen, even if you know what bracha they were up to. Unless you actually heard it. V'yesh mochash azel l'chatchila l'izari l'shmaya kobir chesiyut chesib yashat kufa. L'chatchila a person should be machmir. Nobody in the world knows this. You should be machmir to hear the bracha. L'chatchila. L'chatchila you should pass it like the Bach. Because there's a shat from you mechuyv to hear the bracha. It's a bit cooler. He says, though, but Lemaisi says, if you know what was said, if you know what was said, Lemaisi, you answer amen. Even if you didn't hear, but you know what was said. But if you don't know what was said, Rabbi Say, it's us to answer amen. And it's terrible punishments, Rabbi Say. Now, don't be a paranoid person either. Here, all of a sudden, this dangerous for a paranoid person. He's going to now stand. I just made them stand in the Ochaz HaShashat, all nervous. But this is not halacha, versus no halacha. So tonight you learned the halacha, you're standing by Chazar Sashatz. The best thing is you have to hear the bracha from the chazan. Second best, if you didn't hear, but you keep track where he's up to. If you don't know where he's up to, don't say amen. So amen, you're saying with terrible punishments. Yes, Moshe?
No, it's definitely good. Let's say the chazan's wrong. You
can still say amen, because you know what was said. You know what was said, yes. The yet, if you know what was said, it's good. If you don't know what was said, don't say amen.
You didn't hear, but you know what they said.
Yes.
You don't hear the beginning? Is that what you're talking about? Or if I hear Baruch Atah Hashem, Monei Nada, I can say amen. Or I have to hear the beginning also. I have to hear Atah Chon. Is that what you mean?
The whole bracha.
Let's say I space out from the beginning.
You know what we said.
Baruch Atah Hashem.
That's fine. Yes, amen.
Oh, okay. That's what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Adkan, I want to say also, I'm not being megazin. To me, it's the swagish film comes, and it's a really good thing. In life, we should know like this, that people are very busy. People, like when a person is 54 and he has many, the sight in life is to make his manim of learning the ikkar of his life that he doesn't miss. To stick it like anything. He has his darim. If he's zoich, it could be 7 hours a day, 8, 10 hours a day. The guy's in kol when he's 53, he's lucky. If he's in chinuch, he's still going to have the sionis to learn. I promise you. But whatever it is, to make it, this is the sionis like to make those manim of learning that he doesn't miss them. And the kfir stadium show tonight, this is the same item that comes every week, and I didn't let it. I didn't imagine my mind. I know the Shabbos is Shrach. It's a Kiddush Amayim. It's Vaita, a big Oilam came. I want to invite all Oilam, every single Bacha here. I usually don't like counting numbers. I probably should have to know the basic size of the crowd. I would say it's about 15. I would like to invite all the Bacham at 11:15. As he is, I'm going to make him while he's bringing pizza to my house from New York at 11:15. He'll be here. And I make him love Malka in my house at 11:15. I will not keep the blinded. I won't. I don't mean to disinvite others. I push it ordered less, and it may be a big crowd. So it's just for the only one that was here tonight. I don't like excluding others. If others come, to say it will work something out. The big it's for the only one that's here. So I'm asking you guys to come 11:15. Okay, we'll sit down. We'll have Malk in my house. So everybody is invited at 11:15. We'll have a nice place. I'll have a nice service. We'll have Malk. If he's late, the punk. The pizza leg should be a lifetime. He called me on the road at 9. He stopped at the pit shop. He was headed to the road already, so it shouldn't be late. If so, I'll we'll start in Lav Malka there. I have bread. I wasn't going to start in Lav Malka. Bez Hashem will be there at 11:15. The whole line is invited. Please go with us, have I said. There is about many Rishonim. And Rav Gutenberg's yeshiva also came many Rishonim. Kids at Varim, I mean, she was the Bali Tyson said she was there. But the kids at Varim is that Shumas Adeshin says as follows. Shumas Adeshin says, beautiful svarim, that Friday, Shabbos morning, he says, Atik. Since it could be interpreted also as Atik Yidashto. Let's say he would have been davening Friday night, he would have said Atik. He would have finished Atik Yidashto. So Ibazoi, even though it was Shabbos morning, but since that Atik could also, you're allowed to say Kidashto. So watch, the guy says Atik. Instead of finishing Choynim Lodom Das and having to finish the Bracha and say a Bracha of Atala, he could just say Kidashto. And then he'll say, whoops. And so the guy says, Atta. Then he remembers it Shabbos morning. He remembers it Shabbos. See, why should he finish Choynei Lodom Das? He could just say Kidashta, and then start from Yisrael Meshach, and I say, Brachim Atala. Now the truth is, Adeshim doesn't say that he has to say Kidashta. The guy says, Atta. And he doesn't have to say Kidashta. He shouldn't, the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. But since he could say Kidashta, that's the truth of Adeshim Svarim, it seems the Mishnah Berurah is noted to that Svarim. Mishnah Berurah clearly leans towards that svara, and therefore that's l'chayr the psak for somebody who says this Friday night l'chayr that's shachris morning l'chayr that's the psak. One could consult the rav. You can't consult the rav on the spot as you middle shema essay, but certainly with our club one could consult the rav on this. The pshut is if it happens to somebody that's the psak and he says at the shachris morning you say. There's another area of halach I want to share with the Chaim, could you please? Yeah.